You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Guide Ropes with a brand new song, Krakatoa. You're on BFM. That is new from Guide Ropes. The track is called Krakatoa. We have got on the line Guide Ropes, aka Ryan, producer, DJ from Tamaki Makaurau, currently in Malta. Hey Ryan, how are you?
Hello there.
Hello, hello. How's it going? Is it heatwave central over there?
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly. With all the it's not just the heat as well, it's all that white kind of Game of Thrones stone medieval kind of concrete stuff. It's it makes it all just bounce around as well.
Oh wow!
As you can imagine.
Yeah.
So it's a whole other level.
That sounds pretty pretty hectic, but a pretty nice part of the world to be in at the moment. You've just released a fantastic new EP yesterday, which is called Cascade. How long have you been tutoing away on this one?
Well, I was working on an album actually for the last year or so, and then I was kind of coming to the end of that, but as you know, with albums, finishing them off is a really difficult thing. That's an arduous process, you know, all those kind of like last polishing decisions and all the kind of you know, with an album you kind of want it to be a whole conceptual story and yeah. going from, you know, end, middle and out and all that kind of thing. So in terms of messing around with it, just you can always just make so many decisions. So I just kind of had this little month-long period of inspiration with this group of four songs, and it just kind of came together really quickly, and I thought, screw it, I'll just, you know, finish this EP and just put that out instead and worry about the album later. Because I also thought coming over to Europe, it's, it makes more sense for these kind of more upbeat, kind of fun
Summer songs almost.
Work better in a DJ set.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a nice kind of thing, to be able to kind of make that decision and feel good about it and know you've got more ideas still in the bag a little bit to keep playing around with.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the big thing as well is giving it a bit of space and some breath, so then, you know, because you just get way too into it and then you kind of lose any objective perspective on it, so
yeah.
You don't even know what sounds good anymore, you know?
Yeah, sometimes it's good to just be like, okay, this is good, I know this is good, it's ready to go, and just release it, not fret about that too much.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, and it just kind of came together. I think what I learned from doing the album, though, kind of fed into this, made me be able to put these songs together so quickly.
When you're...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to interrupt you, Ryan. I was just going to say, when you're writing tracks or like creating beats, are you thinking about like how they're going to be received? Do you think about them being stuff that you want to hear on a dance floor or stuff you want to hear in headphones? Is that stuff that kind of factors into how you're making, or you worry about that after?
I think it depends on the song. I think it's real case by case for me, I think. Yeah, it's always different, because sometimes we'll start with, you know, a piece on piano, and sometimes it'll be playing with a really gnarly bass wubby sound, and sometimes it'll be some kind of squelchy acid sound, and then, you know, or just a little, you know, sample on my phone from just padding away some kind of little drum loop on a bench seat, you know, so you never know, yeah, where it's kind of going to go. It kind of just unfolds itself, but yeah, kind of director, I guess. I guess what I've discovered from listening to my own album stuff and then moving on to this EP is as long as I kind of push it faster than I think it's going to, than it needs to be, then I kind of end up in a good spot, I think.
Yeah.
Because I have a tendency to make stuff more ambient and I just kind of let it give it a bit more energy.
Crank up the BPM a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, and just make it feel like over the top or just like go in, you know?
Yeah.
Just push it.
It's a really colourful EP. I really enjoyed listening to it, and I enjoy the titling for the tracks as well. Krakatoa is a fantastic name for a song. Cooksonia, which is one we're going to listen to as well. Where do you get your names from? Are they just like things that you see written down and you think are cool, or are you going in with this idea of what the song is representing?
Once again, case by case, but a lot of the time it's kind of just really nerdy rabbit holes on, you know, Wikipedia or whatever, that I've come across some really interesting thing, like Krakatoa being the volcano explosion, and it was near Java, and it was basically the loudest recorded sound ever recorded.
Oh, whoa. That's amazing.
Yeah, and it was pretty terrifying. They've got a name for it, which is it's the deaf radius, where
wow.
the So basically, how loud a sound needs to be and the extent of what a human would be deafened by the distance. And it was like 14 kilometers or something. It's terrifying.
Holy.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I can see how you'd get quite rabbit holed reading about that stuff. There's nothing better than doing a little bit of a Wikipedia hyperlink click through on a sort of Sunday evening and just see where that journey takes you in the references. Yeah, big time.
Exactly. So, and I actually got that sample of that recording as well in the middle of that breakdown there.
True.
For that one too. You can hear it kind of distorting out, and that's where it gets all over the place.
Okay, I was actually going to ask, did you find the sound? Could you put it in? But yeah, totally interpolated in the middle there. That's awesome. With this EP, obviously you're in Europe at the moment doing a little bit of DJing around. What's been some cool experiences you've had over there? Any highlights so far?
Well, I'm to be honest, I'm actually on kind of like the holiday end of this.
Nice. You know,
post-COVID, hadn't gone overseas for a long time before COVID even. So it was like, I've had enough of, especially with that last Auckland summer, you know?
Yeah.
So basically, yeah, I wanted to go to the Mediterranean and just do that on the way to go to the UK, where it seems like the biggest appetite for this type of music.
Mm.
So I thought I'd just start there and go out from there. But as it turns out, the holiday vibes was, once again, it's pretty nerdy holiday vibes. I've ended up just, because I'm working on potentially doing a live version of this music as well.
Awesome.
So working with my boy, Johnny Longlegs, he's been in a lot of Auckland, New Zealand bands and that, but he's going to be drumming electronic drum kit, and I'll be distorting and using granular delay and filters all over the drum kit to basically chop it up and then add layers over the top.
That sounds really exciting. Is that something you're going to hopefully bring back to us here in Tamaki Makaurau?
Yeah, that's the idea. That's what I was getting at though. In terms of the Mediterranean summer holiday buzz, I've just been on the beaches reading like manuals for electronic drum kits and
mean.
Ableton.
That sounds like the perfect just some holiday. Light
beach reading. Yeah, it's actually been pretty good.
But, love it.
Yeah, and it actually turns out that I've ended up finding some really epic open-air festivals in Athens and making some great new friends and stuff that will be set up for next time to do some gigs. And then same here last night in Malta. I ended up going to this big secret open-air thing in the middle of some goat farm.
Amazing.
It's just such a good vibe. And Malta's quite interesting because it's a fully medieval, like it's still got all of that architecture. So there's a lot of film work going on here. So all of that kind of underground electronic music scene, it seems like people are from all over the world.
Wow.
Here for film work.
Yeah, yeah.
And kind of get fed into that scene. So it's a small little intimate scene, but all the people we met last night was, yeah, such a good vibe. And yeah, ended up meeting some good contacts for next time as well. So even though this was supposed to be the chilled out pre,
it's been a working holiday.
Pre-hustle kind of thing, it ended up being, yeah, and actually quite productive. But also, got to see some amazing music as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's good vibe.
That's what you want from a holiday, restful and resourceful as well. Thank you so much for chatting with us this morning / your evening, Ryan. We really appreciate it. Look forward to seeing that live performance when you're back in Tamaki. Enjoy the rest of your holiday. We're going to have a listen to Cooksonia now from the EP. Where can people go get Cascade if they want it in their lives?
So Bandcamp, that's the way to go.
Excellent.
But streaming on all the regular places.
Fab. Hey, thanks so much, Ryan. Have a great rest of your holiday. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.